John Owens Jr. has been doing contact tracing work in Monroe County for decades. Usually, he focuses on sexually transmitted infections.
I've been doing STD and HIV contact tracing for 20 years, yes.
But now there's a deadly epidemic of COVID-19, so his focus and his job description have changed.
I am the COVID contact tracing lead.
Owens is one of dozens in the county working on contact tracing. He says their work is directly connected to saving lives. When they get word a person has tested positive for the coronavirus, they call, text, put on protective gear, and go leave notes on doors, whatever it takes to reach that person.
We tell them they need to stay home. Go home. Stay home. Isolate them.
Monroe County's contact tracing workforce has just about doubled since the epidemic began locally. Other nearby counties have made similar increases. In Ontario County, the number of people doing contact tracing has more than quadrupled. Owen says when the coronavirus started spreading here, contact tracing found exposures all over the place.
The world was still operating like it always has. So we had contacts at cafeterias and at bowling alleys and at rec centers and at...
It's a long list. But he says as non-essential businesses and government offices closed, the spread has gotten a bit easier to track.
Now when we interview someone, it's mainly close household contacts or work contacts.
County and state leaders say one of the keys to resuming normal life is the ability to identify people who are carrying the virus and isolate them until they are no longer contagious. Owen says that's what contact tracing does. And if people are unable to stay isolated at home, the county says it has resources to help with lodging, groceries, and other needs. Brett Dahlberg, WXXI News.